Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is June 24, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Coinbase enters Japanese market after completing registration with Financial Watchdog. Andreessen Horowitz rakes in $2.2 billion for third crypto venture fund. Suze Orman says she bought $5,000 of Bitcoin using PayPal and she's a hodler. Huobi's new US affiliate set to go live next month. Crypto sleuthing firm Chainalysis raises $100 million, this time at $4.2 billion valuation. Grayscale unlockings poses downside risk to Bitcoin price, JP Morgan says. DeFi insurance upstart Risk Harbor goes live with $3.25 million in seed funding. Now let's get started. Coinbase enters Japanese market after completing registration with Financial Watchdog. The move paves the way for Coinbase to begin offering five major cryptocurrencies including Bitcoin and Ether. US cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase is entering the Japanese market, quietly rather than with a bang. As originally reported by CoinDesk Japan last week, the Nasdaq-listed exchange's subsidiary registered with the Financial Services Agency, FSA. The country's financial watchdog, on June 18. The move paves the way for Coinbase to begin offering five major cryptocurrencies including Bitcoin, BTC, plus 1.39%, Ether, ETH, plus 0.85%, Stellar, XLM, plus 4.94%, Litecoin, LTC, plus 5.52%, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, plus 5.42%. More currencies are expected to be added once Coinbase's registration has been finalized. Japan's strict crypto regulatory regime is not without its payoffs as it is one of the largest regions for trading in the world and a potentially lucrative venture for those keen enough to jump through the hoops. Coinbase has been touting an entry into Japan for years and finally began making moves by engaging in a hiring spree across the country's capital of Tokyo last year. In March 2020, Coinbase joined as a member of the Japan Virtual Currency Exchange Association, a self-regulatory organization approved by the FSA. Andreessen Horowitz rakes in $2.2 billion for third crypto venture fund. It's the VC industry's largest crypto-related fund to date. Venture capital giant Andreessen Horowitz, a 16Z, raised a whopping $2.2 billion for its much-anticipated crypto fund 3. The fund was initially rumored to be $1 billion. Later reports put it at $2 billion. The announced amount on Thursday would suggest now's a good time to be raising money for crypto investments. This fund allows us to find the next generation of visionary crypto founders and invest in the most exciting areas of crypto, a 16Z's Chris Dixon, Katie Hahn and Ali Yahya wrote in a blog post. We invest in all stages, from early seed stage projects to fully developed later stage networks. The firm's last fund, announced in April 2020, started with $515 million in dry powder. A 16Z has been among the most active investors in the crypto industry in recent years. As an early investor in Coinbase, it reaped enormous profits for its limited partners when the crypto exchange went public in April. The A16Z announcement also included some hiring news for the Silicon Valley firm, led most notably by the addition of former Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, official Bill Hinman as an advisory partner. Hinman is best known in crypto circles as the first SEC honcho to classify Ether, ETH, plus 0.89%. the native currency of the Ethereum blockchain, as a commodity, not a security. As with any new computing movement, crypto has endured a variety of challenges and misconceptions, a 16Z wrote. That's why we are also bringing together heavy hitters across several functions to help translate crypto to the mainstream. Suze Orman says she bought $5,000 of Bitcoin using PayPal and she's a hodler. This is the first time the financial guru has acknowledged directly owning cryptocurrencies. Suze Orman, the personal finance guru and television host of CNBC's The Suze Orman Show, said she has invested $5,000 in Bitcoin, BTC, plus 1.06%. In an interview with Next Advisor, Orman said she used PayPal to purchase the crypto. This is the first time Orman has acknowledged owning Bitcoin directly. Orman's positive outlook on crypto separates her from many other celebrity financial advisors, such as Dave Ramsey, who has maintained a negative opinion of cryptocurrencies for years. Prior to discussing her purchase of Bitcoin, Orman had spoken several times about her interest in crypto and her investment in MicroStrategy stock last June, which she used as a proxy for Bitcoin. Orman told Next Advisor she bought MicroStrategy stock because she found it to be simpler than buying crypto directly. Truthfully, I didn't really know how to buy a large amount of Bitcoin, Orman said. Coinbase was aggravating me. I bought a little of it and then I sold some. It was just too complicated for me, even though it's not complicated at all. Orman also expressed her frustration with the technical aspects of buying and holding crypto, including how to create a crypto wallet. PayPal, Orman said, made purchasing Bitcoin easy because it allows users to purchase crypto without creating an external crypto wallet. But Orman's interview with Next Advisor wasn't all looking through rose-colored glasses. The financial guru also said she is concerned about Bitcoin due to the regulatory crackdowns happening in China and the looming specter of U.S. regulation, which Orman thinks will be driven by the recent uptick in ransomware attacks. Orman also said volatility is to be expected, and that Bitcoin could drop as low as $12,000 to $15,000. She is also concerned about the power of unofficial figureheads like Tesla CEO Elon Musk to move the crypto markets with comments. Even with all that said, I still am a fan of Bitcoin, Orman said. I don't plan to sell even my little amount, no matter what. Huobi's new U.S. affiliate set to go live next month. The new company is part of Huobi's efforts to make a return to the U.S. market. Huobi is readying launch of its new U.S. affiliate, which will offer custodian services for Huobi's own U.S. dollar-pegged stablecoin, HUSD. Nevada-based Huobi Trust Co., a subsidiary of Huobi Tech, will go live by the end of July. Huobi Tech is a Hong Kong-based public company acquired by Huobi founder Leon Lin through a reverse takeover in 2018. The latest move comes 6 months after Huobi Trust won a trust license from the Nevada Financial Institutions Division, according to a filing by Huobi Tech with the Hong Kong Stock Exchange in December. The new trust company will provide custodial and compliance services for crypto firms that have businesses in the U.S. market. Stable Universal, a U.S.-based stablecoin issuer, teamed up with Paxos to launch HUSD on the Huobi Global Trading Platform in July 2019. We are going to be live in the second week of July and doing a phased transition from Paxos to Huobi Trust. Rebecca Hurst, chief financial officer at the trust company, told CoinDesk. The company claimed HUSD surpassed $1 billion in market value on May 20 and has increased by 560% since January. The stablecoin is supported by decentralized finance, DeFi, platforms such as Uniswap, Curve.fi, Cream Protocol and the Hecko blockchain. The comeback? Huobi Trust is part of the exchange's efforts to expand in the U.S. after HBUS, another legal entity affiliated with Huobi Group, ceased operations in December 2019 because of regulatory concerns. The exchange, which is based in the African island nation of Seychelles, has since been evaluating different ways to re-enter the U.S. market, including working with a licensed U.S.-based brokerage firm. The parent group said at the time that upon returning it would make its businesses in the country more compliant with regulations. The launch of the U.S. trust company also comes at a time when Chinese financial regulators are cracking down on crypto exchanges for trading and mining. Huobi has suspended some of its trading services for new investors and adjusted its over-the-counter, OTC, trading businesses in the interest of compliance and growth, the exchange said. Crypto sleuthing firm Chainalysis raises $100 million, this time at $4.2 billion valuation. It's the firm's second $100 million raise this year. Chainalysis has added another $100 million in venture capital as crypto's role in ransomware becomes a mainstream concern. The firm announced Thursday that the Series E round of funding was led by Coatue Management and brings its valuation to $4.2 billion. Chainalysis also raised $100 million in a Series D funding round that was announced in March. Mark's round, led by Fred Ersom's Paradigm, valued the blockchain tracking firm at $2 billion. The Chainalysis new funding round is the latest in a trio of funding announcements in what's suddenly a high-profile corner of the crypto world. Firms like Chainalysis, CipherTrace, Elliptic, TRM Labs and BlockTrace help banks and law enforcement track illicit funds moving across public blockchains. Thanks to this so-called blockchain analysis, U.S. authorities were able to seize much of the Bitcoin paid by Colonial Pipeline as ransom to the DarkSide hacking group. Such headlines have been a boon for recent fundraising efforts. CipherTrace raised $27 million, CoinDesk reported Tuesday, and TRM Labs brought in $14 million last week. Chainalysis may be the leader of the pack in terms of stature, and certainly it is in terms of capital raised. The firm said the latest round brings its total funding to $365 million. The future of finance and national security will be based on blockchain data-driven decisions, Chainalysis CEO and co-founder Michael Groninger said in the press release. We've harnessed the transparency of blockchains to provide actionable insights into markets, threats and business opportunities. Chainalysis is hiring for hundreds of new positions, according to Thursday's announcement. Grayscale unlockings poses downside risk to Bitcoin price, JP Morgan says. Bitcoin Trust shares bought in January are unlocked next month, and the incentive to reinvest is relatively low. While some observers say the Bitcoin, BTC, plus 1.37% price has bottomed out, analysts at JP Morgan remain bearish, identifying the impending unlocking of shares in the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, GBTC, purchased in January as a source of downside risk to the cryptocurrency. Despite some improvement, our signals remain overall bearish, JP Morgan strategists led by Nikolaos Panagiotsoglou wrote in a note Wednesday. Selling of GBTC shares exiting the six-month lockup period during June and July has emerged as an additional headwind for Bitcoin. Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, the world's largest digital assets fund manager, allows institutional investors to gain exposure to Bitcoin through shares in the trust, which currently holds 654,600 BTC. That's more than 3% of the cryptocurrency supply. Grayscale is a unit of Digital Currency Group, which also owns CoinDesk. Accredited investors can buy GBTC shares directly at the net asset value, NAV, in daily private placements by depositing Bitcoin or US dollars. The shares can be sold in the secondary market only after a six-month lock-in period. The trust's popularity exploded at the end of the last year when the premium on GBTC shares rose to a record high 40% on December 17. As such, investors rushed to carry trade or buy shares at NAV in a bid to sell them at a premium 6 months later. According to JP Morgan, the trust saw record inflows of $2 billion in December, followed by $1.7 billion in January. The January tranche is scheduled for unlocking next month and is likely to release 140,000 Bitcoin worth of shares, CoinShares Chief Strategy Officer, Meltem Demirers, pointed out on Twitter. After unlocking, investors have the option of liquidating their shareholdings in the secondary market. Analysts at JP Morgan foresee investors selling at least some of their shares, leading to downward pressure on GBTC prices and on Bitcoin markets more generally. What's not clear is whether investors will reinvest proceeds back into Grayscale by rebuying Bitcoin and transferring it over to the trust. If that happens, Bitcoin will likely pick up a strong bid. Until February, the shares consistently traded at a premium. That kept overall demand strong, with investors rotating money back into the trust after unlockings. Most of the capital was likely from investors doing a rinse and repeat. Ben Lilly, a crypto economist at Jarvis Labs, noted in a Substack post dated April 22. Now, however, the incentive to reinvest is relatively low. The so-called Grayscale carry trade has lost its shine ever since GBTC began trading at a discount in February. As of Wednesday, the shares traded at a discount of 12.17% to the net asset value, according to data source Skew. Nevertheless, some analysts say the discount offers retail investors an opportunity to buy Bitcoin on the cheap. Investors looking for long-term passive Bitcoin exposure are probably better off buying GBTC over spot Bitcoin, since you get paid to wait more via the discount than you pay in excess fees, David Greider, a strategist at investment research firm Fundstrat, wrote in an email in May. Bitcoin is currently trading near $33,200, representing a 1.2% drop on the day. Prices dipped below $29,000 earlier this week only to make a quick recovery back to the multi-week trading range of $30,000 to $40,000. DeFi insurance upstart Risk Harbor goes live with $3.25 million in seed funding. Risk Harbor uses on-chain rules and smart contracts to automate payouts for insurance claims. Decentralized finance, DeFi, insurance platform Risk Harbor is emerging from stealth, armed with a $3.25 million seed round co-led by Framework Ventures and Pantera Capital. Also included in the round were Bain Capital Ventures, Coinbase Ventures, Nima Capital and Digital Currency Group, parent company of CoinDesk. Insurance is thin on the ground in crypto, even among large, well-established exchanges and custodians. In the experimental DeFi arena, where bugs and hacks are relatively frequent, cover is limited to a handful of insurance alternatives such as Nexus Mutual. Risk Harbor replaces the decentralized governance process invoked when deciding to pay out on claims, opting instead for a pre-programmed set of criteria which, when met, trigger an automated payout, sometimes called parametric insurance. When a governance process decides whether a claim is legitimate or not, they tend to lean towards the claim not being legitimate because they don't want to pay their money, Risk Harbor co-founder Drew Patel said in an interview. Why can't we have the rules on chain, stating that if certain events occur, there's a payout? It's the latest in a nascent crop of experiments around DeFi-inspired insurance projects. Risk Harbor operates as a two-sided marketplace in which DeFi depositors are able to purchase protection for their capital in DeFi projects, while others are able to underwrite that protection in return for premiums. Previously in private beta, the platform currently has $2 million in liquidity locked in its claims pool. On one side of the marketplace are protection buyers, and on the other are underwriters that are basically saying, "Hey, I am willing to bet that this event doesn't occur," said Patel, adding, "Underwriters choose from a range of protocols and will have to pay out if a legitimate claim happens. But they don't decide whether the claim is legitimate or not, the smart contracts do." The seed funding will be used to scale the platform and to revamp the user interface. The underwriters looking to profit from risks associated with these platforms will typically be DeFi pros and DeFi whales, according to Patel. Risk Harbor has also attracted a sizable roster of angel investors, including Anthony Pompliano of Pomp Investments, Noah Jessup of Proof Group, Ashley Schapp of Uniswap, Nikhil Viswanathan and Joe Lau of Alchemy, Du Quan of Terra Money, Seb Odette of Zapper, Tyler Ward of Barnbridge and former Polygon engineer Ashish Rajparahit. What makes Risk Harbor exciting is not only the fact that it offers protection for DeFi protocols without requiring an oracle, but that it also should be more capital efficient than any other model due to its Berkshire-like structure that enables cover providers to earn a yield on top of their premiums, Pantera Capital's Joey Krug said in a statement. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.